I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, you can spend hours of enjoyment observing birds in your own backyard. But to bring in a variety of those birds, there are some key things you need to do. And we'll talk about that right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. All of our spring migrants are back in West Virginia for the 2013 spring and summer season. Countless hours of enjoyment can be spent observing those birds up close if you know what to do. Like most things, birds need three basics to be comfortable. Mike Welch at DNR tells us about them. The first is food.
The most obvious is bird feeders, different types of bird feeders. Different types of seed attract different species of birds, and then there are also other things like hummingbird feeders that a lot of people are very familiar with, and another type of feeder called a suet feeder that will attract things like nuthatches and especially woodpeckers.
And then there is water.
One other big component that a lot of people don't really think about is a water source. All birds need water, and if you put out a fresh water source, you know, just a bird bath that you keep cleaned out and keep regularly filled, you'll see all kinds of birds come to that.
And finally, as you might guess, shelter, or in the case of birds, cover, is pretty critical.
Areas of cover. And you can place bird feeders around your yard strategically to take advantage of the type of cover that you have. But if you, say, have hedges or small bushes, small trees in your yard, the birds are going to want to have access to food that is not out in the open where they feel threatened. And if you were to place feeders near the sources, different sources of cover around your yard that you already have, then it's going to give them a place where they can duck in and out of, get to that food source, and they're going to feel a lot more comfortable in your yard.
Now, often the DNR discourages the feeding of wildlife, but those rules don't apply to birds.
Oh, it's perfectly okay. Actually, you know, any type of feeding that you do in your yard is really just a it augments what they're going to find naturally. You know, the birds are not spending 100% of their time at your bird feeders. They don't become dependent on them. So if you go away for a vacation for a week and your bird feeders run empty, there's no danger that they're going to starve to death or anything like that. And a lot of people have that concern that they're going to become dependent on you and your feeders, and that's not really true.
Meet those criteria for hours of enjoyment of backyard birding. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.